Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hunt. I'm Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking.
Mm.
And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you.
Mm.
And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough. And when you're strong enough and you get who you are, man, what a life.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, along with me, of course.
I'm Carrie Hines. Now, listen, I want to get right on into this because this is huge to me. First of all, I want to say it has just been an incredible time away from everybody. And we
it
just want to say happy
April. Oh,
right?
Yes.
Big happy April to everybody.
Happy
so,
April.
I've got to say, what on earth have we been up to? Listen, guys, every time that we take a little bit of a production break or a little break from the morning Hair Radio show, as you guys know, we're the Hair Radio Morning Show on all these 5 days a week, Tuesday, well, Monday through Friday, we'll say from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. So every so often we need to take a break. And the biggest question when we return to the airways, however long the break, sometimes we're take off for a week or 2 weeks or something like that, and then once or twice a year we do a whole month. And so, so the biggest question folks want to know is, have we been doing during our big break for each of the co-hosts? So it's been a lot. So first of all, let me just lead on in with this. We have a real production grind here on the radio show. We're up.
We certainly
you guys
do.
Know. Yes. Usually my alarm clock goes off about 4 o'clock in the morning to prepare for each of the broadcasts. And you guys know we go on live at 6 sharp. So that happens every single weekday morning that we can. And so we typically do real live stuff Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And let me tell you something, we are just worn out from that, from doing that, because it's not easy to rise and to be on, and we say on, that's
so
always
true.
Been awake so very
so
much.
True.
Right? So, so that's the thing. So I just want to kind of just lead on in with that. Now, with that in mind, when we get an opportunity to take a break, we kind of grab that, we grab that ring or whatever they call it, and we just go. So, Nicole Marie, I want to start with you as our incredible co-host on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You have been just incredible in all of your delivery and everything that you're doing on the broadcast. So what?
Thank you. So
what
much.
Did you do? Yeah, this was your first real time away from the show since you've been on it. So what has it meant to you, or how has it all played out for you, and what certainly did you do during your time away?
Well, let me tell you, Carrie and Michael. I have still been going since we started our production break. First off, kicked off with our live event in Manhattan. They're in New York City. So that was wonderful. My husband and I came, and it was such a wonderful event. Got to meet Carrie Hines in person and so many wonderful guests. That was just wonderful.
Tell everybody about that meeting, Nicole Marie.
Oh, my goodness. It was great. It's one thing to talk with you on the phone and to be on the radio show together, but to actually be there in person, it was just wonderful. It's just wonderful just to see you face-to-face and meet you face-to-face. So that was just amazing. And then also just so many other wonderful people. Katrina, one of the angels, she came from Texas. She was there. So that was the first time that we met. And then so many other wonderful guests that were there at the live event. Tara Merchant, Kyle Knight, Peggy Dodson, Dre Ellis, Jermaine, Katrina, like I said, Siobhan.
Yes.
It was just amazing. It was amazing. And then, like I said, my husband came along with me, And so just being there in New York, we got to see the sights and the sounds that you're always talking about, being on the subway and just everything of just the New York life. It was just wonderful. So that kicked off our, you know, our production break. But then after that, we came back home and then, you know, still working every day, still taking care of the kids and doing all the things that we do with them, spending time with them, doing things we did. Like took them to the circus, just doing just things, just weekends, just spending time with them. It was just great doing that.
Now, what did they think about your trip to New York, Nicole Marie? What did the kids think about
Let me tell you. They were excited about it, but at the same time, they were a little upset because they didn't get to come along because they still had school, so we didn't want them to miss school. So they were excited because they know anytime we go somewhere, we're going to bring them something back. We're going to take lots of pictures, and, you know, they enjoyed hearing all about all the things that we did, but still upset that they didn't get
not
to experience
the
it themselves.
Something like
well,
that.
So what we did, we had to promise them a trip. We are going to bring them back to New York.
And not only New York, you got something real big in the works for them. So, and I know that.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. But I want to say that, first of all, I don't know how, Michael, you plan to top that.
Wow, you ain't figured that one out yet.
Right? Now, I have to say, Nicole Marie, first of all, what a great honor and pleasure it was to connect with you and Mr. Luther. It was just incredible. And to see you guys have to know, when I first saw, I'm trying to think, I think it was at the hotel. Here's what happened. I got to walk everybody through this and let folks know. See, Nicole, she just kind of did a skimmy on top. No, I'm going to go in. Arrived at the hotel, which was this wonderful, quaint hotel in downtown Manhattan on the east. Downtown Manhattan in the financial district. Now, here in New York, finance is making big news these days. But here in New York City, the financial district is down near the World Trade Center. It's near the water and all of that. And you guys, like the small towns, about 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening, the World Trade Center area, the financial district, kind of closes on down. And so it was wonderful. I loved it because it just had a certain feel in the city late at night and kind of the dark streets and, you know, not much light. You're kind of looking over your shoulders to the
right. You are. And moving fast.
Walking and moving. Y'all just are moving step.
Well,
I got over to the hotel, and I did not know who was coming down. And surely, I think the first I saw some folks, I said, okay, I don't think that's Mr. Luther. And I don't think that's Nicole Marie. And then I remembered, I've seen so many pictures and heard that voice. If I hear that laugh, I'm going to know instantly who she is.
So I turned
around so I wasn't facing when they got off the elevator down in the lobby at the hotel down in that wonderful down in the financial district area. And so I turned around so I couldn't see Nicole Marie and Mr. Luther, and I heard the voice and the laughter, and then I knew that it was Nicole
Marie. You knew it was me.
I knew it was you guys. And so that was my time, and I said, wow, I've been knowing Nicole Marie for a couple of years now, literally.
Yeah.
And so we've really, and I don't even do much with Zoom, so you guys really had no true, you never really saw the muscles on my face move.
No, not at all. Just the picture.
For a couple of years. We went a long time.
Yeah.
Talk about Charlie Townsend.
Pretty much.
I gave Charlie Townsend a run for his money. I really did. So it was fantastic. We had
it
a chance to walk and you guys went on the city subway.
Yeah.
That was extremely exciting. I had a chance to sit on the subway across from you and Mr. Luther, and we were joined downstairs, as you mentioned, with Katrina Jones. You guys have heard Katrina. She's one of our Caribbean big, big supporters. She buys all of our Caribbean products, and she literally shares her hair journeys with you guys, her hair journey. And so she's been on the show. But she, as Nicole pointed out, she is one of Michael's longtime Vet Talk radio show producers. So you guys know her from Paris, Texas. She was here in town, flew on in for the event, like you guys who flew in from Water Valley, Mississippi.
Yes, we did.
So this was great. And we had a chance to eat and
hang
my
out
in
Times Square.
You went everywhere. Nicole Marie went everywhere. Mike,
we did.
Not
we
everywhere.
Were all over Manhattan. Yeah. Like Carrie said, we stayed in the financial district, but, I mean, we were all over. We went to Harlem one day, to the Apollo Theater, to Sylvia's restaurant. We were, of course, at the live event at the Gene Frankel Theater. That's another area of Manhattan. I mean, we were all up and down Manhattan, Carrie, just all over the place.
Exactly.
It was just amazing.
I had a wonderful opportunity to, we all went out to dinner in Midtown, which was just extraordinary. And
yes,
we just
Junior's
had a
restaurant.
Great time sitting there.
Yes,
it was
amazing.
In Manhattan, which was really nice.
Yes.
And just enjoyed
the
company.
IBS as well. We did that one day.
Oh.
You can't
I mean,
that.
You really squeezed a lot into your vacation.
We
wow.
did. Well, like I told you, Carrie, I think maybe you thought I was playing, but when I told you that I had an itinerary and I had my list of
you
things
had,
that we were going to try and hit.
Let me tell you something. You had an itinerary of life. That was, I mean, you really, oh my goodness. That was just incredible. Then we met up at the International Beauty Show in Manhattan at the Jacob Javits Center, ran over there, connected
so
with
awesome.
You guys, took pictures,
so awesome.
And met up with a lot of folks. It was just an incredible time. And
it was.
To
we packed so much into those few days.
So
it was
much.
Just amazing.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about the wonderful Gene Frankel Theater and our live on stage event in just a bit. Michael, so what do you have to say about that, Michael Hopkins?
Well, besides my running shoes and my tank of oxygen, that's the only two things I can think of right now. And I don't even think I could have kept up with Nicole with my cane. I probably would have needed my walker too, right? Wow.
Michael, listen, I could not keep up with Nicole Marie, and I have none of those things yet.
Wow.
No, they go, Nicole Marie goes in. She goes in. Okay.
My goodness.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know what to do next time.
Oh, God.
You guys,
Carrie
I guess
and Michael,
to...
wow. It's so funny that, you know, we were, you know, going over our trip and everything on our flight home. And Luther and I were joking, talking about the number of miles that we probably walked over those days. And I'm serious. We probably walked a good 10 or 15 miles.
Wow.
We were on the move.
And I did tell you, because I remember before Nicole Marie, they flew out here, I remember saying to you that you're going to likely walk all around. Didn't I even mention
yes.
that?
Yes, and you said wear comfortable shoes. Yes,
oh,
you told
yeah.
me that.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, here in New York City, everything is pretty much on foot, especially where you were. You were in
right.
a borough that you can go, you could literally walk from one end to the next.
Right.
People do it. And so you really, really wanted to go and absorb all the different spots. And you did just that. And it's so once you type in an address, it tells you how to get there. And,
exactly.
you know, yes. And I remember I took you guys aside and gave you a nice little, you know, verbal, little, the little idiosyncratic things that you might not have noticed from the websites or internet and stuff like that,
right.
and kind of
right.
gave you a little bit extra, info and what to look
yeah.
out for.
And that helped us, and that's what we did. We followed your instructions, yes.
Well, you did beyond that. And one of my favorite times, and Nicole Marie, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a gentleman on the subway. We were on the, for you New Yorkers, we were on the 2 train, because you guys were on the 2 line, and we
yeah.
were headed to Midtown to check out Times Square. And there was a man who didn't seem to have a home. I think he pointed that out to us.
Yes.
And he was
You're so right.
an incredible gentleman.
He
really
was.
Now that's interesting.
He certainly
oh,
was.
My God.
He started talking, and it just blew you away. Blew you away. He started talking about his life and what
mm-hmm.
was going on with him, and he was just an amazing person. And it just makes you just stop and think of all of just the people that you come in contact with. You never know their story, but everybody's story is so, so important.
And
we just listened to him on the subway.
Didn't he talk
yes,
about
he did.
His
he did.
And do you remember how it kind of started, how he opened up on the conversation? Because Nicole Marie and her husband, Luther, they sat on the 2-seat side. Katrina sat across from Nicole Marie and Mr. Luther. And then there was the gentleman who, you know, you would think just on, you know, judging through our own lens that he might have appeared to be homeless. Now, he
right.
was in the corner of the seat. And so between
right.
he and Katrina were some spaces where I could have sat down if I chose to. But what I loved about this gentleman is that he said, excuse me, sir, do you want to sit down?
He
That's
sure
what
did.
He, the first words he said to me.
Wow.
Right.
And I was shocked because
mm-hmm.
he was saying, I'm okay, you can sit next to me.
Right.
And
it was so kind.
It was very kind. And I didn't,
yeah.
listen, I wouldn't have thought twice about sitting next to him. However, I was just not tired because I sit down and, you know, sit at the desk all day. So
right.
I relished the opportunity to stand up, and I did, and I
mm-hmm.
really did. So I enjoyed it, and that started a whole conversation, and
yeah.
I thanked him because, see, you get the sense really quickly of who people are here in New York. They either like
right.
you or they don't.
Right.
And so,
wow.
Yeah, well, that's New York. They're straightforward folks.
That's
and
it.
We had a great conversation. And that
certainly did.
That was very special because that just doesn't happen all the time. But it was just very meaningful. And those to me are little angels that to me, the higher power drops all around you to remind
right.
you that we're all connected.
That's
and
it.
To treat people with respect. All
exactly.
people.
So true. That is so true, Carrie.
No. That's the story, Nicole Marie.
That is. Wow.
Oh,
you went in,
so,
Carrie. Yes, you did.
I tell you, between both of you, I don't know what kind of story I can tell between both of you guys. And this reminds me of
Michael's story. I got up and had breakfast and then went to bed.
That was about
you
it.
You always have something
yeah.
exciting, Brother Michael.
Wow.
So.
No, Michael. Listen, you guys out there, if you've just tuned in, if you just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, with Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi, and Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. And we're kind of looking back. First of all, happy April. Let me just officially, again, say that out to everybody tuned in.
Yes,
yes.
We
are
happy
so excited to be with you guys. Yes, in this wonderful new month. So listen, we're looking back at the time that we were off, the recent time we took our little production break. I actually wasn't just a little break. It was several weeks, and we had a chance to really go out. You guys just heard all about Nicole Marie's trip to New York. And I mean,
oh, yes.
Nicole Marie, you really
fabulous.
Had a lot. You had
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, that just sounds like it was great.
It was.
And I have to say, I'm so grateful to have been part of it. I really am. I mean, we were big.
Yeah, so we thank you, Carrie, yes.
Well, that's
we
very
We were
kind.
Definitely prepared, and we had a great time. And it was also so nice just to, you know, everybody needs a break, but especially, you know, with kids, it was just nice for me and Luther to just get away because we hadn't been away like that for a while. So, you know, it was just
right.
a nice getaway vacation for us because whenever we go somewhere, we always have our kids with us. We always take them, you know, on vacations and doing different things. So it was just nice for the two of us just to be away and to experience that.
Well, so, I love spending time with you guys. So that was just incredible.
Yes, it was awesome, Carrie.
Well,
awesome.
I'm giving a big shout out to Mr. Luther. You tell him I said hi from all of us at the show and behind the show. Now, Michael Hopkins, I got to say, now maybe look, I look back and I think of Michael during this time because we were still busy doing things. So, Michael
yes.
Hopkins, what were you up to during this production break? Our fans would love to know.
Wow. Wow. I got to say, I'm still stuck on the New York thing. But I had a fantastic time. It was very productive, Carrie Nicole Marie. As you both know, since being appointed an accredited claims agent by
yes!
the Office of Veteran Affairs, oh, yes, in D.C., I have taken on a new crusade with helping veterans. And during our production break, that was
amazing.
My mission. I got out, and it was so many people. And I had been helping people before, but all of a sudden, the word got out of what happened to me. And when I looked up, next thing you know, my phone was ringing off
and
the hook.
What happened to you,
even more,
Wow. You know, being an accredited claims agent, it's such an honor and a privilege. And it helps me be a lot more passionate with helping veterans. And and it just kicked off, and it was so many just veterans. Next thing I know, you know, I'm here helping this guy. I'm helping one of my female veterans. And then I'm helping families and older veterans, younger veterans.
And let me just add, Brother
just,
Michael, you also were helping Luther on his claim.
Pretty much so, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So we appreciate you so much.
Yeah, that right there, Nicole Marie, that has been such an honor for me, such a privilege to help you and your husband on your journey in the claims process. And it is a journey.
We appreciate you so much.
And it has been so much fun.
Definitely
man.
A journey.
Oh, yes. And it's been enjoyable because you know how, Carrie, how you got to meet Luther. And that was the other thing, too. Remember, Nicole Marie, we talked about Luther thought I was going to be at the event, and he was looking for me.
He was looking for Michael. He was looking for
Michael. Well, we were supposed to have you. We were going to talk about the event in just a bit, but, yeah, we were going to have you on the big screen, so we're going to get all into that. But, and that's something. We really wanted to make that happen. And I'm going to fill you guys in on all of that behind-the-scenes chat. But, so you've been busy, Michael Hopkins.
Very busy.
Yes. Very, very busy. I've been working
wonderful.
On some cases that what we're going to do is we're going to start a new chapter here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about some of the things that I've been working on because there's been a lot
and some of
in
the
there.
Stories, right?
Yeah, some of the stories, some of, as you said, Carrie, some of the behind the scenes things that's been going on, and I just can't wait. I'm just kind of busting out all over.
I'm excited to hear these stories.
I just want, if you're out there, you listen to Vet Talk Radio Show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30, 7:30 Central. Just stand by, and you're going to enjoy my labor of love. And that's what I've been working behind the scenes, putting things together and interviewing and new people. And I'm just busting out on the scenes, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie.
Wow.
I really am.
I think my excitement was just like your guys' excitement, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, you may have forgotten, but we also started a whole new audience and informed a whole new audience with our Zoom special that we also had an opportunity to conduct.
Very much so. I was looking rather dapper that day, wasn't I?
You
oh, yeah.
did. So you guys can see Michael. Now, if you go to HAIRadio.com, so that's hairradio.com, you can just click on the blue button to read the post. We have it there under the Vet Talk Radio Show group page. So it's under the Vet Talk Radio Show group page. You'll see all the posts, which includes the YouTube video, or you could just go to YouTube and Google it.
Awesome.
Michael Hopkins with Carrie Hines. Yeah, I think I'm there too. This is the
Pretty
best
much.
Talk.
Yep, you're there.
That's what we did. And I
oh,
think
yeah.
it's just incredible. So it's really good. It gives a comprehensive a bit of information about being an accredited claims agent that Michael is. Again, by
Thank
the VA,
you.
And so much to help veterans. So it's all out there, and I'm really pleased. So that's another thing we've been able to accomplish. So,
oh,
Michael,
yeah.
good job.
Great
good
job,
stuff.
Michael.
Yes. Yeah. Now, Carrie, we have to see what you have been up to.
Thank
oh,
you
yeah.
for asking. Well, I've got to say, first of all, I get to be weaved into both of your stories, so I'm super excited. And if
Pretty
that
much.
Weren't enough, I also have been kind of putting together our amazing Carrie products, Carrie
awesome.
Additional line,
awesome.
Like the Mix the 100 line. Now, I have had a time. Because I think I started out our production break knowing full well that I was going to be super duper busy.
Right.
There were still graphics I had to design. Remember, I'm still the producer of the 24-hour upscale magazine radio.com, the network
right.
That plays upscale music information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's Upscale Magazine, radio.com, shouting out Upscale Magazine and all those folks. So all of that. And then to add to that, I'm also producing a brand new radio network, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll talk a little bit about that soon. And if that weren't enough, I had already started work, as you guys know, and this was the month that our big live stage show called the Hair
right.
Radio Show Live on Stage in New York City. And so it was all about hair, beauty, and culture and community. And again, like Nicole Marie said, this featured so many names that you guys know, one person after the next. And it was a great time for us literally to meet face to face. Jay Ellis and her mom drove all the way up from Virginia to take part in our event.
Wow.
Nicole Marie came from Water Valley, Mississippi, she and Mr. Luther. And we want to also say Katrina Jones, who came all the way from Paris, Texas. She flew in. And so Jamel drove up from South Jersey. Nicole Marie, Siobhan DeFia from Roots Rock Salon came over from the northern part of Jersey. And we've had some special guests join us. Tara Merchant, who's also here in New York with me. She runs Yada TV. She was there. Session, the videographer was there. And we have some video footage and all of that we're sharing out there. Also want to shout out a wonderful young lady, Andrea, who does this Name Your Name jewelry. And it's where
she brought
me in gifts that I'm going to take some pictures of and put out there onto the social media so folks can see what she did for me. And she talked to the crowd and stuff. So we had Nicole, we were talking about was during this live stage show, which was at the Jean Frankel Theater. Now, the Jean Frankel Theater itself, which is in, again, New York City in Manhattan, down in the lower section of Manhattan on the east side, so about 20 minutes from Broadway. And so it was so fantastic because this theater is legendary. And you remember, Nicole Marie, when you come inside the theater, I mean, first of all, you got this beautiful window that we got to put our beautiful flyers and
the posters,
brochures and on the screen and the window, the lights. It was just lovely. It was a beautiful sunny day.
All the pictures on the walls. Oh, gosh. It was just wonderful. Just seeing all the people
pictures,
who had been there, and
exactly.
It's amazing.
As soon as you come through the door, there's a big stone wall on the left side. As soon as you walk from the street, and there on the wall you saw Jean Frankel, the actual Jean Frankel man, who was a legendary actor in all of this, and playwright and theater man, and he had worked with everybody. Like Cicely Tyson, James Earl Jones, Ruby Dee, so many folks.
Yeah, and all those pictures.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, wow. Especially when you wouldn't automatically think of this as a theater per se that was so connected to the Black community. And yes, a long history, by the way. And so we had an opportunity to display all of our wonderful Carapy products, the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, some complimentary upscale magazines since they were our media partner, just amazing hair products. We were able to put our traditional Carapy, our new Moisture 100 line, and folks bought beard oil. We had everything out there.
Yeah,
and it was
beautiful.
And then we had a few cocktails. So that was nice. We offered some wine and beer and stuff like that and water. And it was just people, they were relaxed, to put it mildly. And laid back, and everybody was just chatting up a storm. And it was beautiful.
Yes.
It was absolutely beautiful. So we're going to do that. We're going to declare it right here. You guys listening, this is the first time I'm going to make this announcement. We're going to make this an annual event at the Jean Frankel.
Wow.
That's great.
How's that?
That is a big
wow.
That's
wonderful, yeah.
Yes, it is.
And I love
that.
Wow. And so we'll be working on our next event next year at the Jean Frankel. So that's going to be awesome. And I was just excited. So look for the video footage. We'll share it for all of you guys. That's why you have to stay in touch. Become a member at hrmember.com. Sign up. It's free. You can also do so at hairadio.com. Read the post. It's a big old blue button that I mentioned where we have the post listed. And what happens is when you go there and you click on that, you'll see the different group pages, which, as I mentioned, you have Vet Talk Radio Show. You've got Host Chat with Nicole Marie, myself, and Michael. You also have the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think in the top slot there where you can just click on any of those group pages, follow those group pages. That way you'll be alerted when we post something new. Become a member. Again, it's free to sign up. Doesn't cost you a dime. And if you have any questions, reach out to our customer service at 833-402-8882. Again, that's That's 833-402-8888. So it's a toll-free number. We're open from the line is open from 9 to 9, and that's Monday through Friday, plus I think weekends too, so check it out. Okay, so lots of good stuff. So that was our big live hair event. And again, it was my first time being on stage in front of folks and 3 years since the pandemic.
Wow.
So this is a big, big thing and a big return and a glorious return to New York theater, New York stage. So I'm honored about that. And again, it was our, now we've done other shows at different places, but this was terrific to be on New York City theater stage.
Right.
Outstanding. So good stuff. And again, we had a performance by Kyle Knight, who did a great job. Yes.
He did a fabulous job. Yes.
It was just awesome. So just good stuff. And we're going to be doing some more things. And I think I'm going to do another show there because I really love, now that I look back, I really loved it. I mean, I loved it right then, but I think it's, we might have to talk about this, Nicole Marie. So that was
okay.
Just, all right, that was just one of the things. Now, in addition to working on the new therapy products and the hair radio show live on stage, I also have to say, and spending time with Nicole Marie and Mr. Luther on their trip to their whirlwind trip and Katrina Jones on their whirlwind trip to New York City, as Nicole Marie mentioned, I also had to go out to the International Beauty Show, the IBS, which is the largest, longest-running beauty show, big show in New York City, about 100 years old. And
at the Javits Center.
Held exactly at the Jacob Javits Center, which is located in Manhattan, also in like the lower eastern part of Manhattan, west side, it's on the west side, but it's in lower Manhattan. And it was just extraordinary. So I had load up everything and head on over to the Jacob Javits. And I even think I took a picture out the window of the car when I was in between like the bridges in Manhattan.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you saw that, which everybody liked that picture. So that was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really great.
Right. It was.
So I love that. And so the International Beauty Show, which kind of brought everybody together, was just incredible. There was a big display. The Maya Bonner folks who were on our show. First of all, let me just back it up a little bit. When Nicole Marie, I linked up with Nicole and Luther at the show, it was so extraordinary. So much excitement and just wonderful things going on. Nicole Marie, you already had your bet. You were already set to go out. And I mean, Nicole Marie, you did not. No grass growing there. So Nicole Marie and you guys were set. And here's what we saw. When I first got there with Nicole Marie doesn't realize this yet because she's still getting all comfortable with all the stuff that I've been rolling out with all this wonderful talk over these last year or two. But as soon as we got there, we literally ran in with the one and only Mr. Keston Duke.
Yeah.
Keston Duke even if you look at the therapy pictures that I have out, and you might remember that I have one where there's always three ladies.
Right.
Right.
One of those pictures or so, Keston Duke actually took himself.
Okay.
Keston Duke has been out there so long. When you guys get a chance, please Google him. He's been out there so long as the hair and beauty industry's number one photographer.
Oh, okay.
He was very nice.
So he stopped along the way to ask me if I needed help. And I'm like, now, I know, I said to myself, when this happens, you know everybody in the industry.
Yes,
everybody. And they know you.
Wow.
And they know you. One guy, I remember, I was overlooking at something. He's like, I know who you are. Because I'm introducing
that
myself.
That is wonderful.
I'm doing a radio show. Yeah, I know who you are. And so Yeah,
great
I spent
stuff.
And so while I was there, here's what was happening. Sam Inan from BOPSA was being honored by the folks at Mayavana.
Yes.
Now, Mayavana sponsored a special area at the IBS show. So at the International Beauty Show, they did a special sponsor, were the special folks who sponsored this area that paid tribute to incredible Black hair and beauty folks.
Right.
So this was the first I've ever seen of anything like that at the IBS show.
Wow, sounds nice.
It was beautiful. And so on these huge posts, they were huge posts, and they had Madam C.J. Walker and all these folks on these huge pictures. And there was Sam Inan. I said, what's Sam doing on that big poster next to Madam C.J. Walker and all these people?
Wow.
I said, where's Karen Hines?
That was
awesome.
Just kidding,
but he looked incredible. And so Nicole Marie, you and I, we were there early Sunday. Sam was honored on Monday, so we were at our show, so I didn't get a chance to see Sam. And so we didn't get a chance to see Sam at this one because he was honored on the Monday, and so we didn't get a chance to connect with that. But I spoke to Sam. I talked to him every day. I spoke with him yesterday. I speak with him all the time. And we just
congratulations,
well.
Sam. Yes.
Big congrats from all of us. Great job, Mayavana. I also want to shout
out
the International. And I've had a chance to chat with the IBS show, even just like a couple of days ago. I want to say thank you to the incredible Elizabeth Fantetti, who helped to get everything together. She's just incredible and extraordinary.
Thank you.
She's
it was an awesome
a great
show.
Job. It was just beautiful and just warm. So I so thank you. And, you know, I just have to shout them out. Now, you'd think that would be enough, right?
No, we know there's more with Carrie Hines.
Yes,
more
we do, Nicole Marie. We most certainly know that's what's going to happen.
There is more with Carrie Hines. No, so here, everybody, if you've just tuned in, if you have just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I have to tell you, today we're looking back at what we've been doing, your co-host, your favorite co-host on the Hair Radio Morning Show. What have we been doing on our production break? So again, happy, happy spring to everybody. It's springtime now.
Yes.
And April to you. We're on to the next chapter in this incredible journey as we march towards 1,000 shows.
Oh, yes. 1,000 shows.
Oh, we're going to talk about that real soon. But
so exciting.
Yeah, we got some.
Oh, yes. Our marching orders.
Oh, yes. But first, I want to say, you know, for me, you guys out there, you know, it's not a secret. I came out of the airlines. I have two big industries I was in. That was the airline industry and the financial industry. And so both are making news these days, to be quite frank with you. So we'll talk a little bit about both soon. But one of the areas in particular for me was travel. And always I was always trained and taught about safety and security. In fact, I was something called a GSC, which is the ground security coordinator for the airline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was actually a GSC. So I'm raising my hand. So, being prepared for emergencies was just something that comes natural to me. I remember on one of the airlines. Yes, I remember I never forgot this, but I remember the door, and there have been many of these things, but I remember one time the aircraft comes into the gate. It was my job to operate that little hallway we call the jetway. I had to operate that and bring it up to the aircraft door. So that the folks could, what we call, disembark, so they could get off the aircraft and go down the jetway and go through the, you know, to the terminal and meet their family.
Right.
So I go move the jetway up. I had already received information on my radio that there was an emergency on board the aircraft. When I opened, I had not just to bring the jetway up to the door of the aircraft. I also, I had to, the door had to open. So we open up the door. And what do I see? Just through the door, the picture, through the doorway, you can only see a little bit into the cabin, like the galley, the kitchen little part. And
right.
I saw in the aisleway two shoes pointing up to the ceiling.
Hmm.
Oh.
There was somebody who was on their back, and all I could see was the because, I could not see the whole person, just their feet pointed up to the sky. I said, oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
That's what I said to myself. So that was the first emergency, one of the first emergencies that will always remain with me. So being prepared for emergencies is something that is a part of my spirit and intrinsically part of who I am. So my whole career in this, out of everything I've ever done, I'm always looking and waiting for the unexpected. And
right.
So with that being a big part of who I am, I wanted to freshen my knowledge and what I was trained for in CPR.
Awesome.
And I just thought,
very important to know.
Resuscitation. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so this was something that I wanted to freshen up. So I said, well, it's not enough for me just to do CPR. I also want to be ready with the first aid type of preparation.
Right.
So I learned all of that and really got that underfoot, learning how to apply pressure to cut, to stop bleeding and all of that. And then if that's not enough, I also had a chance to learn how to use what's called an AED. And, Michael, you remember what the AED stands for?
Oh, yes. That is the
Automatic
External Defibrillator.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. So important.
So that can, yes, absolutely. So that can resuscitate someone whose heart has kind of stopped or is faint or what have you. So, So I was able to, during my break time away from, and again, I don't really say break time because it really was not break, as you guys have heard. It is work.
Most definitely.
So they also taught me how to use the AED, which is now what they have. Now, when I was out there in the airline industry, you guys know I'm awesome, an entrepreneur and work for myself these days. But back then I was working in the industry. So that was before they had AEDs on the aircraft. AEDs existed, but they didn't have the ones on the aircraft at that time. Now they're out there on the airplanes and so many other places like restaurants and gyms and things like that. So anyway, was able to become certificated. So I turned it into a verse.
Congratulations.
Yes. And I've got some news to come on that real soon. We'll keep you posted. But so excited. So those were a few of the things, that we were able to get done. And we've got a few other surprises that we're going to elaborate on in the near future. But for now, I'm just excited. I really am. So what do you guys think about all of that?
It's just amazing. Wow. It's great. We definitely made the most of this production break.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Or production time. I shouldn't say break. Production time.
Yeah.
Well, it was a break of the routine. So, you know, I have to say, now let me run this by you guys. Okay. So, again, fans out there, if you're just kind of tuning in, we're kind of talking about what we've been doing during our time away. And again, happy April to you guys out there. Happy, happy April. We are going to just have an extraordinary month, and we'll be doing a look ahead this soon. But I'm just so excited. Yeah.
So am I.
This has been an incredible time. Now, with all that we did, could you imagine doing all of that while we're doing the show live each day for 3 hours?
Oh, wow.
Okay, now welcome to my world, everybody.
Yep, welcome to Carrie Hines' world.
Carrie's world.
Now
because you never stop. You're always working.
Yes, we got so much to accomplish. So I just want to say thank you to everybody. I also want to shout out everyone who attended the Hair Radio Show live on stage, every single person.
Yes.
We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you.
Thank you.
I also want to shout out to our incredible fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show who wake up and tune in every day, who are they weren't happy that we were taking a little time off, but they understood that we got to recharge our batteries every so often.
Pretty much.
And we need to do that on the broadcast.
That's right. We're back strong now.
And all the above. I also want to shout out the veterans who tune in every week to Michael.
Yes.
Michael Hopkins, the accredited claims agent through the VA, and his incredible advocacy on behalf of other veterans and disabled veterans, and just helping them to maximize their claim process and doing everything. We're just so proud of all his work and all you guys.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
And then I want to shout out to all of our incredible new guests who are coming to the show for the first time.
Yes.
We have a lot of folks to introduce you to. We have some old timers, and when we say old timers, we mean folks who've been on with us many, many times. And they come back and just tell us what's new going on with them. We have a lot of amazing new topics that we're going to be getting into. So much happening in the month of April.
It's going to be a fun month.
Absolutely. So we've got just wonderful, wonderful things. The holidays, of course, you know, we have to always take that into consideration. So how do you celebrate the holidays? We wish you well with all of that. And then coming up in the month of May, we've got big, big news, and it's Mother's Day. We got to always put that on out there.
Yes.
And so we have so much that we'll be talking about, and we just, you know, we welcome you. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Definitely
want to stay tuned.
Really
very much so.
Now, don't forget, in the meanwhile, whenever we're not live on a three-hour show from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, don't forget you can go over to upscalemagazineradio.com. And they've got some incredible music and updated interviews and new stuff happening over there. Again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I also want to say there's a brand new Upscale magazine out with somebody new. So that's exciting. You guys need to check that out. We're so excited about that. And then if that's not enough, we're giving away gifts. Gift giveaway, everybody.
That's always nice.
Right
that's always special.
Yes, we're going to also have a series of Zooms that we'll be conducting, and really going to ask that you participate and just make it happen. So that's a big, big, big update. And again, I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. So Nicole Marie, anything you want to add to that?
No, I just want to tell everyone, just tune in. There is so much more to come. You do not want to miss it.
There you go.
How about that?
Yes.
Don't want to miss it.
No. Well, I'm Carrie Hines, again, with my incredible two co-hosts who, again, have just made this an extraordinary experience. And it pleases me. So we're going to be putting out a whole bunch of wonderful things. Look for us. If you do not follow us on YouTube, you need to do so. My page, you can look me up at Carrie Hines on YouTube. If you're on Instagram, it's at Hines Carrie. And, of course, at our own wonderful in-house social media, go to hrmember.com. And just wonderful fun, everybody. All right, stay with us. A lot more. Yes, we got a lot more to go this morning.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
to Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Tuesday morning, April 4th. April 4th of 2023. Let me just repeat that again. It's Tuesday, April 4th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's our broadcast show number 832. Show number 832 as we broadcast live this morning. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. It's so great. Nicole Marie, again, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy mid-show. Happy Tuesday.
Yes, yes. Well, they've been listening to us. And, you know, this whole, we had a whole big piece about what we've been doing during time away. So during the month of March of 2023. So I'm real happy to be back live and be back on.
I'm so excited to be back. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so excited. It's really been a minute, as the kids say. We're gonna be talking. We gave you a little bit of, we gave you a lot of updates over the last hour. But I do say there's some more that we need to share. First, let me officially say
we always have more.
We always got more. Coming up at about 8 o'clock, between 8 and 8:30, you don't wanna miss a chance to win this beautiful, beautiful air purifier. The value is over $100.
Yeah.
So,
it's so nice.
Definitely stay tuned for that, because if you're tuned in, you stand a good chance of winning. So
Don't go anywhere.
No, you want to stay tuned for that. And also, I've got to say, we've got some other surprises. I've got some updates on new guests and so much more that we're going to get into. Yeah, we have a schedule to talk about that's brand new and so many other things. But first, Nicole Marie, my incredible co-star, we want to kind of start as we kind of ended. Back in February, I think the last time we broadcast was back in February. So we've been gone for a while. So this is really our first time back. And we'll be getting into a whole bunch of stuff, so to speak. We really are. But Nicole Marie, you always kick off. What I love about your big thing on the show is that you always do something each morning to kind of give us and inspire us to have hope and faith and all of that. And so let's go ahead, lead on in with what we call Hope of the Day. And a little later on in this, our host chat, we'll get into a brand new segment that we call Talk of the Morning. So we'll talk about that and so much more. But first, let's go ahead and kick off today, again, Tuesday, April 4th, 2023, with our Hope of the Day. Ms. Nicole Marie, take it away.
Thank you, Carrie. This time, we all need hope. There's so much going on right now. And hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past, no matter what you or I may be going through. There's always hope, that positive expectation that change can and will occur in our lives. So I want to share just a touch of hope for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So today is Downsize and Declutter. Few activities are more empowering than ruthlessly pruning accumulated possessions. Few of us need the things or the space we acquire. Retain the essential and those with special meaning. Make the rest justify their retention or give them away. You'll be invigorated beyond your expectations. So
I, Yeah, I love that. That is amazing.
Yes.
And so, yeah, and I love that idea of releasing, just releasing things, you know.
Yeah.
Decluttering and all of that. Yes, and that's a big part.
We hold on to so many things that we don't need.
I'm raising my hand.
Yes. And sometimes I think, if I throw it away, as soon as I throw it away, I'm going to
need it, right? Right. And we never do.
We don't.
And
we don't.
It's so freeing to release those things. So I love that.
Yeah.
So again, good job. Very good job. Hey, let me just tell you, first of all, I'm in New York City. And we got to take a moment. You know, we don't like to throw in too many political things, but I do want to acknowledge this for all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Since I'm in New York City, that it's a lot going on. This morning I ran downstairs to grab a cup of coffee. Yes, and let me tell you, the police presence is incredible, even here in my neighborhood. And I'm in New York City, which the borough of Brooklyn. And so just so that you're aware, the president, the former president,
Mr.
Trump, is here in our city be literally arraigned. So we're going to kind of keep an eye on things. Tomorrow on the Hair Radio Morning Show, which is our Wednesday edition, we're going to be live from 8 to 9. Our political contributor, you guys know Wayne Smith. He's a former mayor himself.
Yes.
He was mayor for 12 years.
I can't wait to talk to Wayne.
Yes. And Wayne was our first Hair Radio Association president. So
he's
very connected to us. Yeah, so he breaks down anytime there's anything political, he's our man for the job. So he's going to really walk us through all of this. You don't want to miss Wayne Smith. He'll be on, again, live on the air with us. We got him for the whole hour tomorrow. From 8 to 9 Eastern, that's 7 to 8 if you're in the Central Time Zone. So do not miss it. We're real excited about that. Again, Central Time, 7 to 8. If you're in the Eastern Time like I am, then it's 8 to 9. Again, he's a New Jersey former mayor for 12 years. That's a long time. So I'm super excited to have him on. That's why he knows so much about the political process. And we're going to talk a little bit more. A lot of it's going to be on what's happening, but it's from our perspective and our community.
Right.
So we're going to take a good look at it from that angle. And then I also want to talk about my own political endeavors. And Nicole Marie.
Can't forget that.
Queen of the Morning. Yes. And we're going to be talking about all of that in the very, very near future. And so I'm just so excited for all that's happening. Just got a lot going on these days. I also, Nicole Marie, I want to say March was really a little bit on the busy side. And it was just a crazy, crazy time. It really was. It was just super, super duper busy. We didn't expect it to be quite that busy, I'm going to say that. We thought we were going to have some time off. Not at all. Not at all. So, listen, we've got a lot more to get into this morning. I'm going to have you guys to stay with us. I'm going to talk about Jessalon towels and so much more. So, please, they have something very special on the other side. So we'll talk. We'll keep you. We'll inform you and kind of get you going on that. So just stay with us. We've got a lot more to get into this morning. Stay with us.
You wake up and your house is a mess and you decide to clean up your house and doing it makes you feel better. That's a win. You need a pen, a Sharpie, and some Post-it notes. Every time I do a live for you guys, for me, that's a win. Because honestly, I get very critical of myself and I just have to like put it aside. So I then take it off of here and I go put it up on my wall where I can see it. Every win you have, you put it on a Post-it note and start creating your wall of wins so that you can see see what you're accomplishing, so you can see what you're getting done, so you can stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start patting yourself on the back and giving yourself a reward for what you are getting done. Otherwise, you get to the end of the day and you feel like, I just didn't do anything. Because if you've been depressed for 3 days and you get up one day and you decide to make breakfast for your family, that's a win. And you need to be able to see your wins, because your wins will inspire you to keep on winning. Your wins will inspire you to stop beating yourself up about what you're not getting done and start focusing on what you are getting done, because everything starts to align and you start doing more. My Stewie says, go to bed with a plan, wake up with a purpose. And I always say, don't put more than 3 things that you want to accomplish the next day. And as you accomplish them, write them down and put them on your wall of wins. So that when a client says no on a job, or you call and they said they're going to send you a check and you check your mail 2 days later and you still don't have the check, but what did you accomplish? What did you get done?
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.
It's 2 thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
All right, we're back live. It's again Tuesday morning, April 4th, 2023. I'm Kerry Hines, and it's our show number 832. With me, of course, is Nicole Marie, my amazing co-star, Miss Queen of the Mornings, right here on the broadcast coming up. We've got Nicole Marie, we've got the one of, well, I'm going to say one of the biggest returns in radio history.
Blue
from down in Jacksonville. Well, we haven't had Candle Talk in eons, so we are so excited.
It's been too long.
So we are so excited. We want to find out where
she's been and
what she's been up to and so much. It's a really good stuff. And I also want to shout out to Michael Hopkins. Michael will be with us coming up in about 15, 20 minutes.
The King of Claims.
The King of Claims and accredited claims agent.
Accredited.
Big stuff. And I've got some news coming up as well. So we've got the gift giveaway. We're giving away a beautiful, expensive air purifier that works. It's so gorgeous. I have one as well for myself, and it is so lovely. It's beautiful, and I'll tell you something. It helped me because I put it on. I have like little allergy reactions
now every
so often to raggedy and all this stuff. I put that air purifier on, and it karate chopped that little little impure air. So I tell you. Between 8 and 8:30 this morning. So coming up in about a half hour, within the next 30 to 60 minutes, we're giving away. You don't have to know anything.
One lucky person.
This is Jeopardy. Yes, one lucky person will win this incredible gift this morning live on the air. So you don't want to go anywhere. I'm really excited about this, and we're going to talk all about it. Yes, stay tuned. So again, free gift giveaway this morning. Right here. And let me also say this, Nicole Marie, since we're back, it's April, we're live. We've got a lot to give away. So you are going to want to tune in every day to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We got a lot of gifts to give away. We have a lot of things that that's all new in April, things that you don't know. We've got folks returning back to the show that you have not heard from in a while, with some interesting talks that you have missed. So, and you don't want to miss this return. So we got new, I mean, it's just a ton of new stuff. So you can imagine what we've been doing. It's been busy.
So much.
So lots more. I want to take a moment to bring to the line. Now, you guys know her. We have not checked in with her verbally since she said goodbye to us on a trip to the Orient. So we are so excited to bring to the line. We're talking about a lady who has just created an incredible business called Divine Energy Luxury Candles. And our wonderful colleague here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with her Candle Talk, we welcome back Blue. Good morning, Blue.
Good morning, Blue.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing great.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
We have missed
Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah,
okay,
so glad
Kerry,
to have you
come
back.
On now.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, guys. I really do. I was enjoying and taking a new adventure and journey. And we want to hear all about it. We're not going to let y'all off the hook
that easily. Exactly.
Well,
Tell us all about it.
Yes. And where are the scandalous pictures? I don't remember those. Did I miss those sometimes?
No, you haven't missed them. I got plenty of pictures.
I sure do. That's for after. That's on the next broadcast, folks.
Well, listen, that's for another show.
Right. Yeah, we are so excited, Blue. Well, first of all, we have missed the candle talk. I literally had to go back and play some of our old episodes with your amazing candle talk. And,
oh, that's beautiful.
You know, if today's really your first time tuning in, because, you know, we have folks who join us every day, and you've not heard of this, what we do every day, about the time. Two times a week, we are so excited because we get Blue. Hold on, let me see if I can quiet down that background noise there. That we get Blue on, who has been doing such a smash bang em up job with giving us the candle talk of the day. So, Blue, I'm going to first have you to give us our wonderful candle talk, and then we're going to talk all about your amazing sojourn, your trip. We want to hear all about that. So I'm just excited. I really am. And Nicole, haven't you really missed Blue with all of this?
I have. I certainly have. So glad that you're back, Blue.
I think hearing more
wonderful sense.
Absolutely. And Nicole Marie, I just wanted to touch on this. The talk of the morning, we are going to still be getting into our talk of the morning as well, probably about 8 o'clock or so this morning. So come up a little bit later in the third hour, we're going to be doing our talk of the morning. And the talk of the morning is just where we kind of, each of us has our own incredible story to talk about with you guys. So that's what we'll be covering in just a bit. So, Blue, I've got to lead in with this. We missed the candle talk, Miss Candle Queen.
Yeah.
So, yes, what on God's earth do you have for us? I was thinking, I said, Blue's got to go in with this candle today. We've been missing the candle
we've
talk
been
for
missing
6 weeks.
It. Yeah.
Well,
I've been missing you guys.
Yeah, so,
I tell you, Carrie, I'm the 30 days I was gone, I was in a very magical place. In Okinawa, Japan, and it was your luck. Yes, it was cherry blossom season, so that's what inspired my fragrance for today. Because when I was there, with cherry blossoms everywhere, and at a botanical garden. It was beautiful. So that's what inspired
me. Well,
favorite,
I love the cherry blossom. Yes. Oh, lovely.
You
know, let me write down that name. Yeah, because I think I cut you off. You said, so what's the name of that scent?
It's called Cherry Blossom.
Beautiful. Lovely. Okay, well, we're going to talk about it. Let me just officially say, it's not a secret, I love cherry blossoms. I'm in the Northeast. And we have down in New Jersey, and we have all the cherry blossom festivals here. And I have a cherry blossom tree right around by me. Now, I'm in a cement valley, so when I have a cherry blossom tree. So I love cherry blossoms.
Awesome.
Is it coming out in April? Is it coming out in April over there, Carrie?
This has been, and we're going to get into the weather. Oh, boy. Ooh, goodness. We have had the craziest weather that I have probably seen in my lifetime. So we're going to talk about it in just a bit on the show. But let me just say that they bloomed early here because the weather's been so inclement. Well, it's been different. You know, we went through an entire winter with, like, in my part of town in Brooklyn, with no snow, none. I mean, it might have snowed, but didn't stick. There was less than an inch and a half of snow the entire winter.
Oh, wow.
So that says a lot. We used to get hit really hard. So I love the idea of cherry blossoms. Yes, they bloomed a bit early, but I'm a big fan. So tell us, tell us about the scent. For those who don't know, tell everybody about the scent of cherry blossoms. Blue.
Absolutely, Carrie. Cherry blossom is a fruity and floral, also sweet fragrance. And it, for where I was at, it was blooming. It started blooming in March, end of February, beginning of March. So picture being laid back, having a picnic with friends, and taking shelter from the sun underneath a blooming tree. Now, this
wow.
is a scent of sunshine, and it's getting you ready for the springtime. And you hope a plum and sprinkle that with adventurous watermelon and ground it with gorgeous and silent sandalwood. So for this scent, we have the top note as watermelon, the middle note is plum, and the bottom note is sandalwood.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Let me, first of all, that I, you, of course you had me at that watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
you had me at watermelon.
I love that.
But I love plum as well and sandalwood. Those are the incredible notes. And blue from Divine Energy, Luxury Candles. Let me just make sure that's clear. Tell everybody what it means to do the notes again. To talk
well,
about the notes.
Yeah. The notes, like what I'm saying is watermelon, that's going to be the first thing you open when you pop that lid. That watermelon is going to smack you and make you fall in love with something sweet. And then you have your sandalwood. No, actually, you have your plum. I love plums. They're juicy. They're purple. And then you have
wow.
your silent sandalwood. You know, sandalwood is an earthy. Yeah, that's a little
yes,
earthy.
Yes.
Right.
And I love, love sandalwood. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Sandalwood is one of my favorites.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, no, that's a beautiful blend. Absolutely. Now,
yes.
Nicole Marie, do you see the cherry blossoms down where you are in Mississippi?
Yes, also see them here. Yes, I love the cherry blossoms. Yes.
I think everybody
definitely know
does.
Spring is here. Yes, most
yeah,
definitely.
It's really, oh, you picked a really, really good scent today.
Yeah.
You did good.
I love it. Ooh, I can
you,
smell it.
Thank you. Yeah. You seem to be able to read our minds and know what we need. And that
you know
is amazing. You, yeah,
you know
it. We got to have you pick some lottery numbers
I
now.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
You needed that
yeah,
magical.
We don't need you to do that.
Thing.
Now, listen, you are doing yeah. just great. And it is so warm and so great to have you. We certainly, like we said, you.
Is.
I think you went away. Right about the time you were going away, we were taking our break for March, and I remember
mm-hmm.
you were headed to Japan, to Okinawa.
Yeah,
I remember,
Japan.
And I remember because my friends used to fly into Narita Airport all the time. So I remember going. I didn't go to Japan, but my friends used to go all the time, so they used to tell me about it. Now I get to talk to Blue firsthand. About her trip to
right.
Asia. So tell us everything. So what happened? Now do you have family or friends there in Asia? What inspired your trip?
My trip was inspired by my granddaughter. I'm sorry, my grand.
Uh-huh.
First, my daughter and her husband is there. Her husband's in the Navy.
Okay.
And
okay.
they've been there 2 years. Yeah, they've been there 2 years. And
awesome.
2024. They'll be off to another state, country,
wow.
so have you. You know, they'll be off somewhere else.
Okay.
So I was like, their plan was
to
go to. I had to because I was missing them. I wasn't used to not being around my daughter or my grandkids, you know. So
right.
2 years was long enough for me. And I was like, and then I did not have the okay to travel 2 years ago because I had just received my kidney transplant.
Right.
So it was,
right.
you know,
okay.
and then it was all that COVID going around and stuff. So my doctors was not having it. They like, no, you can't go anywhere, like nowhere. Like my dad passed away 2021, the year I got my
oh,
kidney,
my
and I still couldn't even go to the jerk
wow.
for his funeral. So I was so
oh,
glad
wow.
they had that on video where people could get on.
Oh, yeah, I remember
got
yeah.
on that.
Yeah.
yeah, we got
right.
on that video stuff, and we that's how I got to see my dad, you know, being buried and all that. But
wow.
now that 2 years later, now my kidney's anniversary was this year in January 14th. My doctor said, yep, you can travel. So I said, I'm booking my flight.
ASAP.
Since Japan, right, you went about as far as you can go. I've been to Asia. That's a long flight.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's 24
very
hours,
long
Terry. 24, I had three. I went from Jacksonville to Newark, from Newark to Tokyo, and from Tokyo to Okinawa. Yeah,
wow.
The airplane.
No. Yeah, you did. That's at Newark, you guys. I used to work at that airport. You weren't far
mm-hmm.
from me. You could have dropped on over here to Brooklyn.
I was so tired. I wanted to drop
so
into somebody's bed and just take a nap.
Yeah,
I tell you, it was so draining.
Wonderful.
And it was
wonderful.
Out of
bed.
Yeah,
now,
I was
Blue,
coming back. I did a
layover.
Yes, I'm trying to think that
Blue.
I fly out of Newark or New York when I went to mm-hmm. Hong Kong, and that was like 17 hours on a plane. So I know you were on a plane a long time, too. So
yeah, one time from Newark to Tokyo was 11 hours and 50 minutes. Yeah, that was the longest flight. That's when they bring you like,
that was
three, like 12
yeah.
meals. They feed you. Like, yeah, it's like, can I please sleep? Yeah.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I watched 5 movies and we still weren't there.
Yeah. You watch movie
right,
after movie
right.
after movie.
Yeah.
Right.
It's still that time ago. I was like, oh, brother.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I can relate. Now, once you
Blue.
In Japan. Yeah. Go ahead, Nicole. You asked your question.
Yes. I was yes. While you were away, you also
mm-hmm.
had a birthday. Now, were you in Japan to celebrate
yes,
your
nice.
Birthday, or were you back
yes,
here?
Yes, I
later.
Was, Nicole. Thank you, yes. And actually, my daughter, she had planned for my birthday. She took me to the Urashima Dinner Theater
uh-huh.
with all the geishas.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
And, yes, it was amazing. And we had a 10-course meal.
10-course?
10-course,
wow.
yes.
3 or 4.
Yes.
And in my case,
no.
1. But 10.
10, yes. My first course was a grilled half lobster. My second course was mm-hmm. white fish with sweet and sour sauce. My
wow.
second course was sashimi. That was basically was raw fish. My fourth course was a salad. My fifth course was tempura. When they say tempura, it was all the vegetables
fried. Oh,
yeah, fried.
That's a tempura, yes. Oh, I love
mm-hmm.
that.
And then, and then the fifth course was stewed Okinawa pork. And that was actually really, really good. Yeah, and
it
then I had a crusted,
like
it was delicious, a crusted like egg.
Wow.
And it had vegetables inside the dish. And it was all in a cup, yeah. And then I had mushed potatoes. Tempura. And let me tell you about these mushed thin potatoes. When I tell you they was purple round sweet potatoes, had to be, but they were crispy on the outside and so soft and delicious. And they were purple. Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. And then
that
I had super rice and pineapple.
Great.
That was 10 courses. Yeah. 10-course meal. And the shows we had about what? The shows that they did us, the geishas did for us, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 shows. Yeah, okay, I guess a meal for each show, right, yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Well, I
shows.
Have to say, you have had
amazing.
An incredible, that's a
yeah.
And that
you
was just my birthday,
PR
you know?
Word trip. Now, let me, let me bring to the line one of our colleagues to help us in talking about your celebration, Blue, the one and only.
Yes.
We talked about Michael Hopkins. We got to bring him to the line, especially when you mentioned
absolutely.
A Navy man.
Oh, yeah.
The one and only Michael Hopkins joined the conversation. Michael is out of wonderful, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, you're on with Blue. You're on with Nicole Marie. You're on with Kara Hines.
Hello, Michael.
What do you say?
Good morning, Michael Hopkins. Good morning.
Oh, Blue, I'm glad you're back. And when are we flying back out for that 10-course meal? Because I'm hungry right now.
I know
I'm seriously hungry.
Oh,
the way
yeah.
you described it, my palate is just like, oh, my God, I have got to, whatever that was you had,
Yeah,
right.
I'm flying in. Yeah, I'm going to do it
they
to go.
They would not stop bringing it, Michael.
Lord, because
so
that right there.
Want some
oh,
of that.
Oh, yeah. You sound like you had such a lovely trip. You know, it makes me want to go. It really does because it just sounds, that sounds great. It really does. You know, most of my trips to life have had something to do with the military. And it wasn't a fun trip. It was just a trip.
Yeah.
But I want to go on trips where it's a fun trip, like what you did, because that sounds like fun.
Now, who is that Navy man that we need to salute for their service and everybody, their entire family? Who was that? That's in the Navy.
My daughter's husband. Victor Torres. Oh, that's my daughter. Yeah.
Oh, well, we need to extend a special salute, of course, and thanks for their service and the whole family because, you know, as we always point out, Michael, it's not just one person who serves.
Right.
Exactly.
Very much so. The whole family serves. And it doesn't matter if it's active duty, if they're retirees, if they're just veterans. That whole family is a military family.
Exactly.
They all serve, and we salute all of them.
Yeah. So, Blue.
Most definitely.
Michael, this is so wonderful. It really
is.
And I just love it. And even so it's going to be crazy for me to go out of my house now, look at that cherry blossom tree, and not think of Blue and this incredible candle talk today.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you know, Carrie and Nicole Marie and Blue, as I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you do know that down here in the Washington, D.C. area, we have a cherry blossom festival.
Oh,
It's going on right now as we speak. Yeah, it's going on now. And I remember it was many times that I worked that detail as a police officer. And that is a very interesting detail to do the Cherry Blossom Festival. It's a very nice festival.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful festival. The water basin down here, the tidal basin down here is so beautiful. And it's like a ritual down here. When are the cherry blossoms going to bloom? You know, it's full coverage as if it's some kind of major event, which it is.
I think that's what Blue was saying and Nicole Marie. Now, Michael, we have a festival, but I think everybody has a cherry blossom festival. I think, especially the Northeast. We have one here as well. We got one in New York. We got them in Jersey. And they are so beautiful. It's got to be one of my favorites.
Carrie, we don't have a festival here.
You need to start
uh-oh.
One.
We're going to have to start one.
Nicole Marie. That's your job down there. But see, I don't know. Maybe there's something about those because the cherry blossoms. I don't think you find them everywhere, and come and go. And, so they're very special, but they're beautiful.
Right.
Yeah. And it had something to do with the Japanese in the early 20th century. They actually brought as a symbol of friendship. They actually brought the cherry blossoms here to the United States. And I know distinctly they brought them to Washington, D.C. And it's been a festival ever since.
Yeah,
right.
Well, same thing here. And like I said, we have it here in Jersey. We definitely have the festival. And I am so moved by it. And just even walking around here, like I said, in Brooklyn, we have beautiful cherry blossom tree right around the corner here. And I just go around and just stare at it. It's just gorgeous. Well, we won't forget the scent today from Divine Energy Luxury Candles. Listen out, guys, for their commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're so excited. Blue, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Yes, welcome back, Blue.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And Brother Michael, thank you for keeping in touch with me while I was away.
Well, oh, yeah. Very much so.
Thank you, Blue.
I appreciate that, huh?
Yes. I think I sent you a happy birthday message, too.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Blue doesn't remember, but yes, I did. Yes.
Let me tell you about the phone situation. Let me tell you about the phone situation in Japan. You know that if you don't have, they don't have the towers. So all I can do is people can message me on Facebook Messenger. A whole 30 days I could not use my telephone. A whole 30 days when I got back. When I got back to Jacksonville, my phone just started going crazy. Bing, 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 bing. Everybody sent me. Yeah, and I'm still going through stuff now. So, Carrie, you could be absolutely correct. I just haven't gotten it yet.
No, it'll show up. I know the feeling.
Yes, I totally know. And it was awful.
Blue, I want to ask you real quick about the weather down in Florida, down in Jacksonville. Here, let me tell you something. It's, like I said earlier, it's been the craziest weather in the history of mankind. So how's the weather down there in your area, down in Florida these days in Jacksonville?
It's been funny, Carrie. Since I've been back, it's been like 40, it's been like 50-something in the morning, and then by 9 or 10 o'clock, we're in our 70s and 80s.
Wow.
So when I'm at 5 and 6, is about 51, 52 or something. But then... But then by 9, 10 o'clock, we're hitting 70 and 80 really hard by lunchtime. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I tell you something. I don't even know what to say about the weather anymore. I kind of give up, folks, on this weather.
Yeah, that is some strange weather.
Yeah,
it's really bipolar here.
Tell you, Florida. Yes, just, you know, continue to enjoy yourself down there. We're going to have to take a trip down to visit Blue. She is gone out to Japan. Oh, my God. Well, listen, we thank you. So tomorrow we're going to have everybody to tune in. Blue, I think you'll be back either tomorrow or Thursday, so we look forward to continuing.
I'll be back Thursday, because you know I'm off on Wednesdays, right?
Yeah. Guys, all right. So, Blue, thank you so much. Great job.
Thank
okay?
you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely, guys.
All
thank you so much. Have a great one.
You got it. All right. So, listen, we've got a gift giveaway coming out within the next half hour or so. You don't want to miss that. A little bit of a bonus. Vet Talk Radio Show, Michael Hopkins, because we're going to kind of get on in to a little bit more on Vet Talk coming up in just a bit, in about 15, 20 minutes or so. So I'm real super excited about that. I think I have got a little piece that that kind of introduced you to. This was a quick interview, kind of like a little bit early fan day. Her name is Tracy. We call Trey Lou, and I'm going to have her kind of introduce herself a little bit. When we come back, we've got more with Michael Hopkins, and we're going to be live, so stay tuned. And then, of course, an amazing Vet Talk Radio coming up at 8:30, so you don't want to miss our gift giveaway coming up in just a bit. Stay tuned. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, and I have a very, very special guest joining us today for the very, very first time. Her name is Tracy. Let me just say Trey Lou Management to start, and then you could tell us all about how you like to be known on the broadcast today. So, Trey Lou, welcome again to the show.
Thank you so much, Carrie. It's truly a blessing to be a part of the show on today.
Yes. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. First of all, I've got to say, had a chance to go to your site, and what I love about this is that you seem to be very interested in positivity, and then we'll share why it was so important for me to get you on the broadcast. But tell everybody a little bit about, give them your website, and let's talk about this positive vibe thing you got going on, Trey Lou.
Absolutely. Well, of course, my name is Trey Lou. My website is www.treyloumanagement.com, and that was all started in regarding a Positive Vibes radio show based in Atlanta, Georgia, on two radio stations. One was The King and the other one was Vision Radio. Positive Vibes started, it was basically birthed by God during a season of just trying, seeing the world changing in regarding the mind, healing, and the souls of people that listen to music. So I did some research on Positive Vibes, and there was nothing out there in the diaspora all across the world in regarding positivity, positive vibes, and music. So I did some research studies in regarding positive vibes and the music that's being portrayed and how music affects the mind, the body, and the mind, the body, and the healing and the restoration of souls.
And what have you been able to find out about how, what the effects are and all of that?
Well, the effects of vibrations in music, there are vibrations in music that, there's vibrational frequencies in music that can cause hurt and that can cause harm. So depending on the vibrational frequencies in music determines how it affects your mind, your body, and your soul, and how your body reacts to it.
So it's kind of like what, you know, if you're thinking positive thoughts already, then maybe the music can exacerbate that and make it even more positive. But it could also possibly have the opposite effect, it sounds like.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you can be having a nice day and feeling great and, you know, feeling good in your body. And then this song comes across that has these vibrational frequencies that are detrimental to or go against what you're feeling. So it can switch it. And I'll tell you this. And the reason why I know this is real is because it happened to me. I don't only just speak about positive vibes. I am positive vibes because I know what it feels like to have your body and your mind and your reactions to music go in different arenas depending on the songs that you're listening to. Not only just the songs, but also the music, the TV, all those things that you listen to or allow in your inner space.
And that's kind of what put you on our radar here at the Hit Radio Morning Show. Trey Lou, can you talk a little bit about that? I think that's, I found that intriguing and I had to reach out to you.
And was that the thing I put on the...
The Facebook. Yeah, and just so you guys out there know what we're talking about. Trey Lou had made a glorious post in my eyesight about this whole thing and an extension of what we're talking about and the media and especially with the young people. And I said, I've got to reach out. I've got to get Trey Lou on so that she can talk about this and to the fans of the show. And so that's how this all kind of came about. And in doing so, discovering that you yourself are an entrepreneur. And I just love that. And just, you know, spreading this wonderful positive vibe, literally. So it's my honor to have you on the show today. That's what this was all about. So I'm super, super excited. Yes. So very good. So tell us a little bit more about the posting itself that you made on Facebook.
Okay. Let me just go back just a little bit now. I did say sure. that I had experience as to how music had interacted with me. Now let me go back and I'll tell you how I felt, so how this allowed me to
absolutely
or involved in how music affects the body. Now here I am, a person traveling to and from up and down the East Coast and abroad, and I was driving my car, and I'm not going to mention the artist that I was listening to, however, I'm just going to be in general terms because I don't want to put anyone out there. However, I was driving and I had some music on that was kind of uplifting and it was cool and I was jamming it out while I was driving. And then the music shifted into another genre of music. Now, mind you, the music that I was listening to first was kind of smooth and I was, you know, chilling, going to speed limit, no problems, no issues, no concerns. And then when it switched over to another form of music, now this is when there were tapes that we put in the car. This was not MP3s or anything like that. However, I say this to say it moved over to another genre of music. And I acknowledged and noticed that myself with my feet on the gas, it accelerated to a higher, you know, I was at a speed for the limit. And I was like, caught myself. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Now, thank God I didn't get a ticket or anything like that. However, I was like, well, wow, wait a minute. And then as I proceeded to make my destination by the grace of God, I acknowledged something there. That's when that thought of positive vibe came into fruition then. So now that I am this, you know, this adult, I was an adult then, but now I am an adult dealing with children in schools and mentoring kids and being around a multitude of children of different age groups. We're speaking from ages 5 all the way up to adults. See different things happen. And I do a lot of, monitoring, and I do a lot of ear hustling. However,
I love that. Yeah,
that what the kids were saying and doing was in a reaction to what they were hearing and listening to or watching.
Exactly.
And their grades went from one particular grade range to another, and it got worse as different types of music came out at the expense of, media. So, and now we're in a season now where there's so many things going on within our youth right now. There's disrespect. There's not even a sense of mannerisms that are used like we were using, that we were acknowledging when we were younger,
exactly.
The respect. It's out the window. And so I go back to my Facebook post, which was, it said, I rebuke all music, TV shows, videos, artists, actors, actresses that are sending out negative energy to our children and in the homes now.
And I love that.
Everything.
I love it, love it, love it. And you need to be applauded for even just having that wherewithal to taking a moment to put that on there. Because especially for folks of color, this is something that we don't have control of the media. There's a huge disconnect. And right now, there are only about maybe a little less than 15 companies, these big corporations, who control over 90-something percent of all media.
You're correct.
So what happens is we have our people of color. This is me in my opinion. So don't send me letters, folks. But we're not given, we're not on an even playing field. And so I'm concerned about the effects on our youth. Of course, it affects each of us, but particularly the young people. Because that's what keeps the cycle going. And so I thought that having you here today would be a great way for us to begin this conversation. So, and I love what you're doing, TreyLouManagement.com. I love it, love it, love it. In fact, how do you spell that website? Because I want people to be able to find you.
Okay, that's TreyLou management spelled out .com.
Awesome. So this is something that resonates very much with me, obviously. And so I just want to thank you. I really do. Now, what do you say to folks who, who may not see all that you see with this? What do you say to them?
Well, first thing I'll say this is if they want to get more in detail, they can hit me up on my website and we can have a true earthy conversation or lengthy conversation that so I can help them to explore what's in their universe of their house, as well as what they're listening to, in addition to not only what they're listening to, what their children are listening to, and as well as what they're watching. If you're in a space and you're listening to music or you're listening to sound frequencies or vibrational frequencies that has your body feeling a certain way, if you're getting tense, if you're getting, or you're feeling some anxiety, it's possibly the music that you're listening to that has those frequencies that are throwing your electrical your electrons,
right,
your,
your body system out of whack. Now,
yes.
what can parents do anything to, you know, what would you like to say to the parents? So should parents pay more attention to what the kids are listening to? Should they, you know, only make sure that they're listening during certain times? Is there a certain genre that they should be listening to? What advice do you have for the parents who these days are just about out of, you know, they're pretty much out of hope on what they can do to safeguard the kids these days? So what advice can you tell the parents?
Well, I'll say as a parent myself, you have to monitor what your kids are listening to, and not only what they're listening to, what is being said. And it's not just the music, it's also the verses. It's not just the track, it's also the words that are being spoken. Those things are interacting with each other now. When the kids are hearing these things coming to, they're allowing it into their inner person, 9 times out of 10, they're speaking it out too. So while the person is talking about, yeah, I'm going to go down here, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, they're reciting those words. They're speaking it out into the universe, and not just the universe, they're speaking it out into the circumference of your house. They're speaking those things out. And the Bible says that death and life comes from the tongue. So if they're
speaking it
themselves, and they're speaking in the atmosphere of the home. So sometimes, and a lot of times, the children don't even know what they're doing. So as parents, we need to educate our children as to the music that they're listening to, the TV shows that they're watching, the YouTube videos that they're watching, all those things. We need to educate.
Let's get in the middle of it. I agree with you wholeheartedly. TreyLouManagement.com is the website. And I love that you're committed to this. So I appreciate all of this. Now, before we go, is there anybody that you want to shout out to today?
First, I want to send a big shout out to my mentor, Dr. Velma Traham, coming out of Arizona with the Millionaire Mastermind. Velma Traham was one of the young ladies who took time and invested in me as being an entrepreneur, not just of positive vibes, but of my Uplift TV show, as well as all the things that I'm doing in the entrepreneur realm. It was because of the Millionaire Masterminds Academy that this was birthed, and it has been successful. So I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Velma Traham, God, and to all my listeners that are still sticking with me, also, you know, touching and agreeing with what I mean by, you know, positive vibes. And to
Absolutely.
You for a lot of you today.
Oh, it's my honor, my great honor and pleasure. TreyLou, before you go, did I hear you mention a couple of stations that you were associated with? Because one sounded kind of familiar to me. Way back when, back in the day, I syndicated the Hair Radio Morning Show. Well, actually, then we were just the Hair Radio Show. We hadn't even gotten to the morning version part yet. So I syndicated the show. We were on in Philadelphia. We were on in Atlanta. And there was a station called WGUN back then. And I remember being a part of that station for our broadcast. And mm-hmm. I said, well, I know you didn't mention that. What were the stations you mentioned again? Do you remember?
I mentioned The King.
Uh-huh.
The King. I mentioned The King, right, the King station. And that was, I was connected to that by Mr. Larry Young. And I shout out to him for that opportunity. And also Vision Radio 105.1 FM. They were both FM stations.
And I love the folks back how I got to an Atlanta audience is because they had us in Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper down there. They had contacted me from seeing some of my work at Hair Radio. I'm up in New Jersey at the time. Now I'm in Brooklyn, New York. But back then I was in northern New Jersey. So I was shocked, but they knew about me through the radio show that was broadcast in Atlanta. And so they reached out and wanted me to comment on one of the Williams sisters, you know, Venus and Serena. And I forget which mm-hmm. one and what the comment was. This was decades ago, but I never forgot that they put that in the AJC newspaper. And I was so excited to see that. And I just love the folks in Atlanta. We just, you know, so I want to shout out everybody down there and the folks still in that media and all of that. So, so Trey Lou, this has been fun. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You are so welcome. And the King was, it was 105.5 and 1430 AM. So that was the radio show. Vision Radio was 105.1 FM, a gospel radio show, and also Positive Waves, which was birthed out of Vision Radio 105.1. Positive Waves and Positive Vibes was created and also, you know, produced by me.
Well, you know, we love radio here. That goes without saying.
Yes.
So awesome job. Will you come back to the Hair Radio Morning Show one day and let us know what you're up to?
Absolutely. Anytime you have my 411, just give me a call. I'd love to come back and educate, you know, the diaspora and the people in regarding radio, TV.
We would love it.
And it's going to help them to heal because, you know, radio or music heals. So if you listen to music that's going to be detrimental, there's cells in your body that heal.
That will respond. Yes.
By positive frequency. They heal.
Awesome. Okay.
So we're talking about from heart disease. We're talking about healing from diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety, and a multitude of other diseases that you can heal just by listening to the proper vibrational frequencies.
Well, we're going to have you to stay on top of this and share a little bit more when we get you back here, because this is something that I think can do amazing things. I've always felt this, and you point out about music, but I've also felt it about the conversations that we have that we listen to as well through the radio. And so this is huge to me to see there's somebody out there who is along the same, okay, I'm going to go ahead and say it, wavelength. Okay, so Trey Lou. Okay, guys, go to TreyLouManagement.com and support her. She's doing big things as well. And let me spell this one more time. It's TreyLou, the word management spelled out, .com.
That's correct.
Awesome job. All right. Thanks again, Trey Lou, for being with us today. All right.
Thank you for having me, Kim. Have an amazing week and a great week.
You
weekend
too.
Going out. New week.
All right. Okay, folks.
Come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see.
One thing people need to understand about extremely kind, nice, and loving people is that their other side is just as extreme. It's the hell they survive that makes them gentle. Don't mistake their self-control for weakness. The beast in them is sleeping, not dead.
People change in four different seasons. People change when they hurt enough they have to. When they see enough, they're inspired to. When they learn enough that they want to. And when they receive enough that they're able to. Those are the four times that people change.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
All right. We're back live at Tuesday morning, April 4th, 2023. It's our show number 832. It's our first day back. We've been gone for over a month away from all of you guys. So this is really nice. Let me bring back to the line Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, my amazing co-stars. Let me just lead on in with this. We are starting one of our incredible new segments on the show, which is all about Talk of the Morning. That's where we kind of share something that's inspiring to us, or a story, or just some words of encouragement, what have you. And my Talk of the Morning today is all about our gift giveaway. So it's coming up in a few minutes. We're so excited to have, if you are tuned in and listening to the radio show right now, we're going to be talking about the gift giveaway in just a moment. So you have a chance to win this beautiful item, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. It's an air purifier worth a lot of money, and we're going to chat about that. But so that's my talk of the morning. Nicole Marie, do you have a talk of the morning for us today?
I certainly do, Carrie and Michael. Mine is actually about the devastating storms and tornadoes that have just come through this area where I am, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, and on up north. This past week and a half has been just devastating. People have lost their lives. We have had one tornado that was here about an hour away from me, actually two that are about an hour away from me. On Friday, we had tornadoes that came through Little Rock, Arkansas, and I just want to send thoughts and prayers out to all of the people that have been affected by the storms and the tornadoes.
Thank you.
Because it has been just horrific.
Yeah, even here in the Northeast, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, and the folks down in Jersey, they have suffered quite a bit. So thank you for that, Nicole Marie. Lots of folks have been affected this go-round with this crazy weather.
Oh, yeah.
That has been up late. Well, thank you for that. Michael Hopkins, what about you? Any talk of the morning for the fans of the show as we roll into Vet Talk early today?
Wow, Carrie, talk of the morning. Wow. I am just so excited to be here. That's my talk of the morning. I am so happy to be back here.
That's 90% of the battle, right? Yeah.
I am so happy to be back. That's my talk of the morning.
Okay, awesome. Well, listen, I want to kind of roll on in with Vet Talk Radio. You guys know that we have a very special show on the way at 8:30, but we are leading in with a little bit of a preview today. So, Michael, what can you tell us?
Wow, Carrie. This one is really going to be special because this is a vet-to-vet show.
Vet to vet,
right. These are three of my veteran brothers. This is Curtis Hervey, retired U.S. Army captain, Walter Nelson, he is an Army veteran, and Sean Logan, he is a Navy veteran. And, you know, it's just a very enjoyable experience with these guys, just talking with them about being a veteran, filing claims, what they've learned about it, and very enjoyable.
Wow. Well, that says a lot. It really does. And, yeah, and you have the folks who just support you so much, Michael Hopkins. You really do. So this is going to be exciting. And, again, that's coming up at about 8:30 this morning. Michael Hopkins, and you've got a little new segment, Vet to Vet. So that's for veteran to veteran and big conversations that you're having. And again, great gentlemen. So I'm certainly looking forward to it. Now, Michael, I've got to say, it's been just a great time on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've missed everybody. And it's time for our gift giveaway. I have to say, first of all, is it not time? If you guys do not know what this beautiful air purifier looks like, it's posted on my Facebook page right now. You can go to Carrie Hines. My page should be public. You should be able to go in and see it there. It's also, we've been putting up pictures of this. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous device. It's really beautiful. It fits in any decor. It's like a cream color. It has beautiful fluorescent lights. The air just is so fresh once you turn this beautiful item on. So I love it. I have one here in my home. It's great for your shop. It's also, if you want to take it and put it in your house, it's just going to be phenomenal. So if you are tuned in, whether you are waiting for the Vet Talk Radio show in just a couple minutes with Michael Hopkins, and his crew, or if you are tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show, as we've been kind of keeping you updated on pretty much what we've been doing since, you know, we took off last month. And just real lots of excitement.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm quite sure. I hear a little bit of static there, so I'm not sure if that's all the way through the line. But here, folks, we're going to just kind of keep it moving this morning. Let me just see what in the world. Okay. We want to kind of keep things rolling along this morning. So, okay, so here's where we are. This gift giveaway, if you would like to participate in the gift giveaway, what I'm going to ask that you do at this time, it's 8:22 New York time, 7:22 for folks out in Central Time Zone, and I'm going to ask now that if you would like to receive this gift, that you don't need to be a Jeopardy whip smart. All you have to do is be the very next person to press the number one on your phone. If you press the number one on your phone and you are the very next person, we're going to announce it right here on our airwaves live, and you will win this beautiful new gift that we will ship to you from New York City. Again, press one if you wish to win this incredible free gift this morning. Be the very next listener to press the number one on your line. And it looks like we do have somebody who has pressed the number one. We got a winner. As they say, winner, winner, chicken dinner. You guys, I'm just so corny. Okay, here we go. Let me see if I can find out who this person is. The last digits of their number, the last digits end in 44. 44. So I don't know who this person is. Let's take a listen and see if we can get them on the line right now. Hello. Right now you're on the air live on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Your digits are 44. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Hey, it's Noor.
Noor Jahan?
Hey, Noor.
Oh, really?
That's me.
The fifth is in. No, I'm just kidding. Noor Jahan, wow. Well, good morning to you. It's been a while.
Yes.
Good morning, Noor.
Morning.
Wow. Yes. All right. Well, listen, for you listeners out there, Noor, we're doing the gift giveaway. And
awesome.
You, my friend, are the winner.
Awesome.
So we are so excited. This is a beautiful, beautiful gift item that we are giving away. And this is one. We have another one to give away as well. So that'll be on tomorrow's show or Thursday. So definitely tune in. We've got a lot more than that to give away. So you don't want to miss the Hair Radio Morning Show between 8
wow.
and 9.
Well, you don't.
So we got plenty of gifts. We're going to be giving away gifts the whole month of April. So you don't
wow.
want to miss our show. Let me just say. And let me tell you, Noor Jahan, I don't know if you've seen the picture on Facebook, but it is its value is over $100. So it is a beautiful, beautiful gift.
Air purifier, I can use that right now. I'm getting over COVID.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Well, this is going to help so tremendously. Let me give you guys a real true story real quick. I myself, every so often, I suffer from those allergies. I put this thing on because I have one here as well. I put mine on, and let me tell you something. I felt amazing. Literally within an hour, I was just singing a song.
Wow.
And so I'm going to tell you, this air purifier is amazing, and it's beautiful. Fits in with every color decor. So you guys are going to just love it. So, Noor, you got to let us know once you get it what your thoughts are, okay?
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to post about it.
Well, first of all, let me just tell you, we just love Noor. She's one of Michael's original angels, along with our Nicole Marie, and along with Katrina Jones, Katrina, who came up to our event as well with Nicole Marie in New York. And we were just shouting you out, Noor, so it's great to have you on the show this morning.
Awesome.
Oh, very much so.
Okay. And a winner. So, guys, Vet Talk Radio, we are so excited. It's nice to just usher this all in. So we're so excited. So, Michael, this is going to be a very special broadcast. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. And when we come back, we're going to be rolling on in with the Vet Talk. Noor, now how's the weather out there where you are? Aren't you in Tennessee, Noor?
Right now, I don't know. I'm not outside, but I think it's going to be okay.
No, but how's the weather in general? How's it been? Has it been pretty normal?
It's been wishy-washy.
It's been wishy-washy, okay.
Sometimes
well, at least
hot.
You got some wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's good. It's been bipolar. How about that?
I hear you. Well, listen, we just want you guys to just, you know, be careful out there with this crazy stuff going on all over the country. As you've been hearing, folks, you know, just kind of take it easy and just, you know, be careful. That's all we're saying. All right. Well, listen, thank you, Noor. We'll be in touch soon. I'll send you your gift. All right.
Right.
And congratulations. All right. So, Nicole Marie Michael Hopkins, what do you guys say? Is that not nice?
Wow.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it was. Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Congratulations, sir.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's what we kind of have to.
Perfect timing. Springtime with allergies and all this pollen and sinus and everything. Hey, it's wonderful.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty
and
much,
we,
yeah.
And it is something that we have to kind of remember that, folks, that we have to take care of ourselves. You know, we really do. So I'm super excited. So, okay, so good stuff. All right. Well, now also, Michael, you've got a lot of stuff on the way in these upcoming, during these upcoming weeks. Anything you want to tell everybody real quick?
Oh, wow, real quick. I am looking forward to one of my favorites, decision letters. That is one of my favorite topics to go over with veterans as I help them with their claims. And I'm looking forward just to break decision letters down, just to show this is how this works, because that's
awesome.
How when you go to file for compensation and you get either turned down, they deny it, or even if they approve you, you as the individual veteran need to know why. I know we all get happy, oh, they approved me, I got 10%. But what if you were supposed to get 20% and you don't know it? Or they turned you down, like some veterans I have, they've actually gotten turned down, Carrie Hines. And guess what?
Wow.
In their decision letter, they were supposed to be approved. Because that's what it says.
Oh, wow.
Well, Michael,
so I cannot wait
to
do this
by.
Show.
Oh,
all
right. Stand by, everybody. Here we go.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Hello, gentlemen. This is Michael Hopkins with a Vet Talk Radio Show. And today I have Mr. Curtis Hervey. He's U.S. Army retired. I have Walter Nelson. He's a U.S. Army veteran. And I have Sean Logan, a U.S. Navy veteran. We're going to be talking about the claims process and winning a successful claim today. And I know you guys have had some successes with your claims. And we're just going to talk about some things today just to encourage other people in this claims process? Because we know, as veterans, we know that this claims process can be kind of difficult at times. It could be kind of frustrating. And we've been through this before. Now, Curtis, I'm going to start with you because I know you've had success with the claims process. And I'd like for you to share some of your successes that you've had.
Certainly, yeah. Good morning. And as you know, I've been doing this since I was medically retired in 2015. And prior to that, I started my claims process back in 1994. But I got over 20 years in the military. So there was a break of about 10 years. So what I learned is, the main lesson I learned is that I cannot myself, as a veteran claimant, I cannot establish service connection just by myself. That requires, one of three things: an in-service diagnosis, a line of duty investigation, via Form 2173 while you're in service, or requires a statement from a physician or someone with doctor in front of their name. It can be a psychologist, psychiatrist. But you're going to need that as a nexus statement written by them, signed by them. And anything short of that, you're just really wasting your time. And that's what I learned, is that the first and most important step is establishing service connection. And most veteran claims, they think they can send a bunch of information in, a bunch of medical records, and make a really good statement on their statement of support of a claim, the form 2141-36. 4138, excuse me. But that's not enough. A VA form 2141-38, that's just your statement, your claim, but you don't have the authority to make medical, certainties. You can't make those type claims. Only a trained physician can do that. So that's the most important thing I would recommend to people, is to get that in their head. Because I think most claims fail because of that simple reason. They can't figure out why. They get frustrated. I did that. I wasted time for about 20 years, trying to submit claims that I tried to argue real well. I tried to be persuasive, but I was wasting my time. I really was.
And, that seems to be one of the things that happens to a lot of veterans. What happens? We waste a lot of time submitting things. And unfortunately, as you stated, it's the medical evidence. That's exactly what's needed. If you don't have the medical evidence, it's always going to be a problem. It's always going to be a problem. Now, Walter, you and I have been working diligently together with your claims. And just give us an idea of what you and I have been doing. And there's one victory that I know that you have just recently. Just give us an idea about that victory.
Yes, I'd love to share that. Well, ever since last year, of April of last year, me and Mike been working on my claims, and finally we got us a CMP exam for my tendonitis and my PTSD. Finally we got a CMP exam coming up in the near future, which it really gives me a lot of hope and pride that never give up really works. It really do.
Now, Walter, Let the listeners know, what exactly is a CNP exam?
It stands for compensation and pension. You know, that's what it stands for. And that they determine, your illness and what level of your illness that you're going to get paid for. It could be 10%, 20%, 30%, or 50% or 70%. That's the main purpose of it, to diagnose your illness and what to pay you for your illness.
And that would be coming from the claims and pension section of the VA. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct. I want to say this too, Mike. I just want to let the people know there are five phases of filing a claim. When you file your claim, there are five phases. One phase is claim received. The initial review, that's when your claim been assigned to a bureau or adjudicator, whatever you want to call it. Then step three is evidence gathering and review the decision. And then step four is preparing for notification. And then step five is the completion of your decision. That's when you get your decision in the mail. That's step five. Those are the five phases. That's why you got to be patient. Very patient. You got to be very patient because it is a process.
Right. That is so important, being patient. Now go over the five phases again.
Number one is claim received. That's when they receive your claim. Number two is initial review. That's when your claim has been assigned to an adjudicator. Number three is evidence gathering and review and decision making. That's when they be weighing in all your evidence and they gonna decide to give you a CMP exam or grant you compensation right then and there. Number four is preparing for the notification. That's when you get your notification in the mail on the decision they made on your claim. And number five is your claim is completed. That means, hey, they made their decision, and they're sending it off to you.
Okay, great. Now, Curtis, as we all know, Walter, that was exactly how this system works. Now, have there been some new things added as far as claims are concerned?
One innovation the VA's made is they got quick submit now. There's ways you can directly upload your documents from a computer, from a PC, directly to the VA. That to me is an amazing innovation. And
I'm
pretty much done with claims now. Yeah, I'm pretty much done with claims now. It used to be they keep changing the name of it. Now it's quick submit. Last time I checked. And but that's awesome. You can upload it. You get a reference number that you can keep track, that you can track it. You can see that it's been uploaded. You have an account. And then I would recommend call the VBA, 1-800-827-1000. And give them a while, though. Don't call them right away. Give them a couple of days, maybe even a week, and ask them if they've received it, if they can see it yet. It takes a while for things to be, as you know, put into the system.
Right.
And you always want to do a follow-up, though. So you do a follow-up if you fax something or whatever to wherever you send it to, because sometimes things get lost. People are only human, and machines sometimes don't act the way they were supposed to act. So you always need to do that follow-up, because if it hasn't been received, you need to know right away so you can resubmit it. Because we've all been in situations where we've submitted something, assumed it went through, and something went wrong, and we didn't check for 4, 5, 6 months or whatever, and nothing was happening with our claim.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
It really does because of the modern technology. Now, Sean, Curtis. Now, Sean, you and I have just started working together, submitting for your claim. Now, what have you been learning so far about this whole claims process?
I think what I've learned is there's no time limit as far as submitting a claim. I was in the service from 86 to 90, and my intention was to get the GI Bill and go to school. But my understanding of, you know, filing for claims, I always thought that, you know, you had to have, you know, some type of major injury, like, you know, loss of limb or, you know, some type of PSD or, PTSD, you know, be, you know, like in a war or something like that. But my understanding now is it's much broader than that. You know, when I was in the service, I just did what I was told. I never complained about anything. But now here I am 33 years later and find out I can file a claim for, you know, hearing loss, you know, being on a submarine. You know, I was on a submarine for 4 years. Didn't know I can do that. I didn't know I can do that until I spoke to Mr. Hopkins. And I'm finding the process to be relatively easy. So far, I got an appointment for a hearing test coming up next week. And so far, it's been pretty easy. I didn't realize I can file a claim for something as small as hearing loss. I had no idea. No idea. And nobody ever told me until like 2 weeks ago.
Right. When we first started talking, I explained to you about tinnitus, the ringing of the ears, you being on a submarine, that mm-hmm. has an effect on your hearing.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of things like that that we as veterans do not know about because it's never shared with us. It's unfortunate, but it's never shared with us. It really isn't. But it's good that as veterans we can sit, we can talk about this. Now,
yes, sir.
Another thing, thank you, Sean. Now, there's another thing that we can touch on, and that is the PACT Act of 2022. And the PACT Act of 2022 actually expands health care for veterans, especially those. And Curtis, I know you can speak on this very well because you are a Gulf War veteran, correct?
That is correct. Yep. Well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Well, just most of what I looked at didn't pertain to me. It was a lot of cancerous type issues and disabilities. But then I do have issues with my nose, and I got sinusitis, and I know I'm mispronouncing it, and issues like that with my nose. My nostrils will close up sometimes. It's difficult to breathe. So I fouled on that issue, that part of it.
Right, and that would have something to do with the burn pits.
Yeah,
that would have
exactly.
You would have some respiratory issues with your nose, and there at least, if I remember correctly, there are about it's over 20 different items that if somebody falls under the PACT Act in the Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan era that they can file for. And as you said, just on respiratory issues, there's cancerous issues. Those are the kind of things they can file for. And even Vietnam veterans, there are 21 things for Vietnam era veterans. They've just added two. One of them is for the hypertension, and another one is a protein type issue that a lot of the veterans from that era can actually file for. And it's not really that difficult to file for. It's very similar to filing for any other claim. You just have to make sure that you put the PACT Act, that you fall under the PACT Act as a veteran. You just have to make sure that you put that in your statement and on your 526 EZ form, your application for filing. Now, Walter, and we know you've
yes.
had some victories, and I know it's been a little bit of a struggle, too, for you in the claims process. And it's been a little frustrating sometimes, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. That's where your patience and your determination comes in that. Fires never give up. I live by that motto. And so when they did deny me, all I did was to went back and educate myself more and got me more medical evidence and refiled my claim with a supplemental form with new evidence. That's how I deal with it when I received a denial letter.
Now,
and
you
it worked
mentioned
out
a,
fine.
Now, Walter, you mentioned a supplemental claim. What exactly is a supplemental claim?
A supplemental claim is when you file a supplemental claim when you have new evidence you present to prove your claim. That's what it's for. It's for new evidence that you have.
Right. And this is the show, the VA claim section, that you're still going after your claim. But as you said, this is new and relevant evidence that you have. This
uh-huh.
is something sometimes maybe they don't have.
Right. Or they overlook.
Or there you go.
They don't want to give you credit for it because it will prove your place, your claim.
Right. Hey, and that,
they know
and
to make mistakes and errors now, as they call it. They know to make mistakes and errors. All you're doing is pointing it out to them and explaining to them what it means and the effect it had on you. Yes.
Perfect. That does that now, Curtis. That sounds about the whole gist of the claims process, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Can I weigh in on something? He mentioned errors, and I'll tell you something. What I'm doing right now, this moment, I got an attorney I hired to handle my situation, is that I'm going back and trying to get back to the 1992 or so. Trying to get some retroactive pay or back pay because an error was made with four conditions. One condition was PTSD. They failed to diagnose it, they being the VA. And the other condition was my chronic fatigue syndrome that was overlooked. These are all Desert Storm related, except for the last one. The other one was sleep apnea. That was overlooked or failed to diagnose. And the final thing was my left foot. What happened there is when I was in the service on active duty in Jeju-do, Korea, I was in a rappelling school, and we were doing log PT, and the log somehow ended up on my foot. I was being goofy that day. Things happen, you know. So it swelled up, and I went to the obviously went on sick call afterwards, and they told me it was a contusion. Turned out it was a fracture. So the DOD misdiagnosed my foot. Here I have a fractured foot that I am walking and running on during PT because I was told it's contusion. When the swelling goes down, I think, okay, this is okay. It's cracking and popping, but I didn't think much of it. But fast forward all these years later, in my 50s, this foot never healed right. I had to get two corrective surgeries. And this foot is still giving me problems. Recently, it just refractured, stress fracture. They're on the hook for that. People don't understand is that when you come in the military, let's say you're born with flat feet, if those feet are made worse as a result of your military service, that's called aggravation. That's a word people need to get in their vocabulary. Aggravation of pre-service condition. And you can get a claim put on that. I've got 50% rating on my feet now, and I was born with flat feet. And what it's called is it's called acquired flat foot. The feet were made even flatter, especially the left foot. So we're going to go back now and get that retroactive pay because those conditions should have been caught and diagnosed back in the 90s, but they were not.
So that's an error that was made not only by the DOD but also the VA. And they're on the hook for that.
Wow. Wow. Yes, and I have the same issue as far as flat feet's concerned. I have the exact same issue, and it was a pre-existing condition. And as you say, Curtis, it is so very important for veterans to understand what a pre-existing condition is. And that has a lot of bearing on you filing for compensation. That's a great bearing on that. Now, Sean, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Now, Sean.
Yes, sir.
You've been learning a whole lot about the claims process today from these two veterans, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I have.
So what are your thoughts moving forward as far as you and the claims process?
Moving forward, not to be afraid to file, number one. I think number two is to be, tenacious and not easily give up, because I think when the other two gentlemen talked about the frustrations and the errors and stuff like that, it's easy to give up. And I think when I first spoke to you, we alluded to that, you know, guys get frustrated and then they just give up on the claims process. To not give up and to keep pushing forward. The money is there for you. The benefits are there for you. You know, just keep fighting for it, you know, because you're entitled to it and you deserve it, like these guys deserve it, you know, and not to be, you know, not to get too frustrated, not to be embarrassed about it. Everybody, you know, we all served our country to the best of our ability, and, just go out there and get it. You know, just go out there and get it. There's nothing to be afraid of. Keep fighting for your rights, you know, because listening, the VA is just don't give it to you. It just, you just can't put in a claim and they just approve it. You know, you're going to have to fight for it. And it may be frustrating, but I think the key for me is not to give up.
Excellent. Well said. Well said, Sean. Now, Walter, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts about a claim is I got two main points that I live by and put a lot of emphasis on. One is to never give up, and two is to learn how to read your decision letter. Because remember now, VA make mistakes and errors. And believe me, you can go on YouTube, and there's videos out there to show you how to read your decision letter. And once you get to read them like 2 to 3 times, the more you understand them, and you can find the mistakes and errors that they made in your decision letter. Believe me, reading a decision letter is not hard to do, but it's very important to your claim. It's very important because, like I said, you can find the mistakes and errors that VA made, and you can file a high-level review claim on them to get them corrected. It can prove your case. The errors and mistakes they make can prove your claim. So that's one of the main reasons you got to learn how to read that decision letter. It's not hard. It's not hard. Like I said, it's videos out there on YouTube explaining to you how to read them. And it's not hard. Like I said, once you read them 2 or 3 times, the more you understand them. And you can see the mistakes and errors that they made. And you can call them out on it.
Right. Decision letters, basically, this is the VA's way of when you file a claim, they send you a decision letter, and the letter actually states why they agreed with you or they disagreed with you. And as you're saying, Walter, if there's a disagreement, you want to read the letter and you want to see what the problem is. You filed what you thought was a great claim. The VA didn't think so. So
as you said, it's so very important because there's always little nuances. There's little things in those decision letters. Very, very important. Very important. Now, Kurt.
Brother Mike, if I may.
Sure.
You know, we talked about this before, and this is one. This is another big lesson. The service connection thing is what I learned because I was never going to win that way, ever. Never getting my foot in the door. And the second most important thing I learned is what Brother Walter expounded on. Read those letters. I didn't know to do that. So most vendors don't do that because the funny thing is the law they're required to tell you why they denied you. They're going to tell you in that decision letter, essentially, if you look at it this way, what you need to do to correct it, what you need to do next time to win. This is essentially what they're telling you. And if you look at it that way, you'll read it. You look at it and pick over it, and you'll learn. There's not necessarily a lot of errors necessarily all the time. There could be. But a lot of times they're just telling you what you were missing, what you were lacking, what your claim was lacking. And you can take that information and can use it like you do when you're zeroing your weapon at the range. These are ways to tell you how to click it up to the left and get that target, you know, get your weapon zeroed. And if you look at it that way, if you take your decision letters that way, something I never did, it gives you a chance to get close to victory that way. And that's how we got to start looking at these decision letters. Sure, it's very depressing to be told no, to be turned down. It's hard on a veteran. But it's like artillery rounds in the military. We're trying to get zeroed in on that target. On the target and reading those instructions, the reasons why they denied you, that will help you to zero that target that way.
Wow. Now, on that note, gentlemen, I'd like to thank all three of you for being here. This has been very informative.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hunt.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hunt exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at fixyourfeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.